Hello everyone, how you guys doing? We're back again with another episode in the Middle Podcast with your two favorite celebrities, two favorite pop stars, favorite artists, whatever you call us. That's what we are.
Is that us? That's us, right?
That's us. Come on. We are pop stars. We're not just celebrities, we're pop stars. You get that? That's like the trending name now. So hope you guys are good. Hope your Ramadan is Ramadanin. Hope your Easter was great too as well. You know, I'm feeling a bit good today. Timmy, how about you? How are you feeling today?
I'm actually excited that Ramadan is, you know, nearing the end. You know, we've been fasting all this period, and you know, it's time for us to enjoy. I miss eating breakfast. I miss eating lunch. You get to
Timmy, why are you lying? Timmy, you have been eating three square meals since Ramadan started. Don't cap. We are not fasting.
I've been fasting all this while. I mean, like, it's not easy. It's hard. But we hope that God answers our prayers during this, you know, this time. So I'm actually excited that the fasting is coming to an end. I know there's a certain reason why I'm excited, and I'm not going to say it here. But
I know why, and I'm not going to cast you.
Exactly. If you know, you know. So that's just what's up. Little by little, we are approaching December. You know, I'm always excited when December is coming close. So
see me, there's still like 20 months left in the year. Slow down. Just calm down. Don't rush.
It doesn't matter. So yeah, that's just for some. So what have you been up to now? 2 weeks that we disappeared.
I just did on the low. I know the do too much. I just did soft. We have a guest today. We have a guest in the house. We have our first female for the new season.
Oh,
she gets. So we had to bring it somewhere. You know, that's me and Timmy. This is in two. And we know you guys like guests. We know what you like. So that's why we have decided to give you what you like. You get. So to my immediate, even though you cannot see us, my immediate left. So just introduce yourself and tell us, you know, something, a fun fact about you, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Hi, hello. I'm Angel Kusema. I'm privileged and happy to be here with you. And I'm looking forward to sharing positively on the issue that is going to be discussed. Thank you.
So we brought an angel pretty much. So Timmy, what is our topic for today?
So today, Shay, this thing, again, I don't say anything about the topic I'm about to bring. Yeah, because you are fond of saying, Timmy, why did you pick this topic? Or Timmy, why are we talking about this? Please, just accept what I want to
talk about. Okay, no, boss.
And then we go ahead and
okay.
So today's topic is basically about body enhancement, right? We just want to discuss is body enhancement, is it caused by inferiority complex or is just self-love? Like, do you love your body and then you feel like you want to do some things about it, or is it caused by inferiority complex? So basically, we're just going to be talking around you know, body enhancement. And point is, hey, it's not just girls that do body enhancement. So I know Shay was thinking in his
it's
head
true.
That he was going to go and, you know, make himself a bit taller. Which
yeah, exactly. I want to be like 6'5". I'm tired of people, of girls telling me, oh, you know, I like my men 6'5".
Just
I don't mean 6'5". I have to stand on my wallet before I get to 6'5", and I don't like that.
I mean, like, so that's just what we want to discuss about. So Shay, guys do body enhancements too, right?
Yeah, but guys do it, but I think it's more of a female thing. So Angel, what do you think about it? Do you think body enhancement is more of a guy thing or more of a, you know, girl thing?
I think it's more of a girl thing, because females are more to, they like to feel better about themselves. They like to gain confidence, and basically it's about, you know, how your physical appearance gets to be put out. Yeah. So I think it's more female.
So to me, is that true? She's pretty much saying that, guys, we don't care about how we look like. We can look like idiots. And
the point is, no, Shay, you know, it was last episode or two episodes ago, you said, when we were talking about dating above your league, innit? And then you said that as a guy, the lady should be finer than you, right? I mean,
yeah, that's true. I like my women finer than me. Because exactly. Why am I finer than you?
Exactly. So I feel like guys, not like we don't care about our parents or something, but I mean, there are more pressing issues that you should be thinking about in your life than either you have money. I mean, you are looking for money. Yes, nobody.
But what if I already have money? Well, what do you mean by I cannot care about my looks?
Nobody's going to
be a 10 over 10. What do you mean?
Yeah, if see, dude, it's better. Which one would you rather have? 10 million in the bank account or being a 10 over 10? You know, think about it. So I feel
can't
like.
I have both.
Well, you can have both, but you have to pick one. In this life, you can't eat your cake and have it. But why? I actually agree. It's more of a female thing, because I feel like girls are more cautious about their bodies and how they look than guys. I mean, guys like pretty ladies. I can't say the same for ladies liking pretty guys.
Women like So Angel, would you prefer a guy that, you know, is a 10 over 10 in terms of physique or 10 million in the bank? I think I know the answer already, but for answer.
I know the answer. I cannot even comment on that.
So women don't care about a guy's looks. So all my looks as I'm fine like this is wasting. Is that what you're telling me?
Because a man's looks is in the pocket. If the pockets are good, then the money is better.
Exactly.
So Kings, have you heard?
So it don't matter how you look, as long as you have money in your pocket, you're fine. I mean, the money be fine, but
man's beauty is in the pocket.
Wow,
exactly.
Wow.
So
this is painful. It's painful to hear. This is very painful to hear.
It's a fact.
So Shay, do you feel it's necessary for a lady or a guy to change like what God has given you? Let me use that word, right? God has created you in a certain way, and then you feel like you want to change that. Do you feel it's necessary? Is that a good mentality?
I think it can be. It depends. So it depends on what the thing is. So let's say, for example, let's say your nose is one kind and you don't really like the way your nose is. You might want to twist it a bit. It can also be like maybe your... So let's look at it from the point of if you have like some body disorder, like it's not the way it's supposed to be. So that's like the normal thing. If, like, say, for example, you have like 9 toes and you don't have up to 10 toes, I don't think there's anything wrong if you increase your toes to 10. I don't think that one is bad. I think that's normal. I think the one that is a bit sketchy is the one where you are changing what it's supposed to be. So let's say on a normal day, you are size 12. Whatever size you think I'm talking about, that's what take.
Why size 12? I don't understand.
Let's say as a guy, you are size 12 or you are size 2. And you now want to change it to size whatever. I think you are doing too much. Just take it as it is. Because the truth is, you cannot be perfect. You cannot be perfect. That's what I think, though. Angel, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's not bad. It's not bad to enhance your body. Because like sometimes there's what they call body imperfection. For example, you could be having, just like you said, a twisted nose. You could be having what do they call it? A belly, like how do they call it?
Why not just go to the gym?
Yeah, no, you don't go to the gym because the gym maybe could take you longer to get results.
So you're not patient.
So you have your money and you just want to go and, you know, cut the fat off and look the exact way that you really want to look. So I think it's normal if you really have an imperfection on your body and you want to put it right, and it's possible to put it right, because maybe there are some things you can put right. Like, for example, if you're short, you can say you want to grow taller. I've not
so seen. You mean there's no for me?
I've not seen.
To me,
it's over for you.
Everybody needs to hear by me. For you. Help me.
I've not seen a surgery made for someone to become taller.
Please, doctors out there, nurses out there, say disclaimer. I need you to do something.
Yeah, I don't think that one is there. That one is just natural. Like, that's your natural hate. Like, come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not happy at all, but
okay. So Angel, let me ask you a question here. So how about there's that of you wanting you know, a slimmer body or a flatter tummy? How about people that go for extra breast and, you know, are trying to add to what God has given them? Don't you feel like that probably might be coming from a place where they feel like they are not as pretty as they should be, even if they actually look fine the way they should be?
Yeah, actually some of them do that because one, they do that to feel confident, and then they do that to look good. For example, you could not look so good to a man. Maybe you want to look cuter for your man. You want to conform to society standards. Like, for example, now, like, the societies we are living in are societies of very, very good bodies. Like, people do go for extra miles.
Be like Timmy.
And do have those botched bodies.
Like me.
I know your spec. I mean, come on, we've talked about this before. You don't deny your spec here.
Well, the bigger, the better.
So basically,
all natural.
So you would want to feel better about yourself, to improve your appearance, to look more attractive. Like us ladies there, you feel like maybe there's something that can make you look more attractive. So yeah, you go for it.
But we do always feel that way. So even if, let's say, for example, now I go back to my analogy. Let's say you are size 2 as a girl. You now want to increase the size of what give you to like size 4. Then you get to a size 4. Is it sustainable? Like, do you think it's something that is sustainable, that you always feel that way? Won't you still feel a sense of unsureness about yourself? Does it solve it?
It depends. Because now, different people have different reasons for going for body enhancement. Maybe you could as well be doing it for a procedure or a program. So it depends on the reason that you really want your body for. But most times it's really to become more attractive, to feel better about yourself, and to look sexy for your man, maybe.
It's true. It's good. I like you're putting effort for
yeah.
So basically everything is for the man. Like if I'm being correct. So men are the prize, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very
much. Okay, yeah, the biggest percentage. Of course, it's not really 100%. Like, someone could really do it maybe for themselves, just to look good for themselves. But most times, it's really to look more attractive.
I'm just saying that most of the times, when people do this, because this has been like an issue on social media quite lately, when someone says, oh, why do you have to go and do this? You look fine already. Men like you the way you are. And they're like, no, I'm doing it for myself. And most of the time, we know that they are not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for guys. Right, so I just wanted to clear the air, because then most times when you tell a lady, oh, you're trying to look good for a guy, and they say, no, I'm trying to do this for myself, we just want to be sure who they are doing it for. Because point is, if you know guys on planet Earth now, would they still do it? Right, like if they
probably would, yes. I don't know, I'm not a girl.
So Angel,
yeah, I've said it already that she's going to do it or she did it because of a guy.
No, I haven't done it. I haven't done it yet, but I would do it. Yeah, I would do it.
Which one would you?
And I would do it to attract a man, because basically, as me, I'm straight. And if I really did it, I would do it to attract my man, to look sexier for him, and to also feel good about myself. Because basically, when you do it, you feel good. You feel like, yeah, my breasts are now the size I really want. They are firmer. They are, you know, they're more sexier. My tummy is more sexier. My butt is more sexier. So you just, you know, you have to, you do it to look good for opposite gender.
Our Angel on it, which, if you had to do body, which one would you do? Or would you do like many? Just list like one that you do. Because we are seeing you. I don't see the reason why you need to see
me. Exactly.
Me, I would.
I don't know what else you want, but go.
Okay, me, the only part that I really would work on is my tummy, because I feel like it's kind of fat. It's kind of has fatty, a lot of fat. So I would reduce the fat. So when I reduce the fats in my tummy, I think my butt would get bigger and my hips.
So I have a question, though.
I would.
I just want to ask, let me just put this out here, right? Don't you feel like, say you're with somebody right now and he likes your body a certain type of way, right? And you decide, because my man wants this, I'm going to go and make this body modifications for him. And then you do that, and then you all break up after a while, and the next guy you see wants your body another type of way. I mean, don't you feel like back and forth, switching your bodies just to please the guy you're with? It's not like a lot of things.
I know, it's really a lot of pain, but trust me, if you really want something, you go for it. It is painful, like, to do those adjustments here and there and all that all the time. But I don't think, like, men really, really have so many different tests. If you really look good, which man would say, no, I now want a thinner boob? No, they were all...
She wants you go big.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
So, Most men have really those kind of common preferences. So that is why a good body is just like an advert. So you just get advertised, and yeah.
So Shay, in terms of costing, these things cost a lot of money, don't they? Now
they probably do, but you know, nothing is too much for the person you care about.
Exactly.
Timmy, don't you understand? Don't you know true love?
Somebody is there, why not? You get money to be happy, so if somebody is there, why not?
And also, I know that there are some people are doing it in Ekpeda, some people are doing it in Lekki, some people are doing it everywhere. But not anybody that will go to New York and go and
get. If you want to get body more, don't go and do it in Quack Doctor, because I've seen some people. I know you have seen some people too that they went to do BBL or tummy tuck or what they call it, and it's looking like the bum bum is looking like two brackets.
Maybe that's how they like it. Perhaps that's how they like it.
I'm just saying, because point is, like, everybody wants, and I feel it's some sort of, would I say, peer pressure now or something, like, oh, everybody's doing this, I need to do it, right? And then even if they don't have enough money to go and get it done in a proper hospital, they look for one quack doctor who maybe exactly, and you end up looking like something I cannot pronounce. I just feel like
some people are just bored.
Don't you think people should be more confident in their body? Don't you think like building body, was it body positivity now? Like, oh, whatever, however you look, you are fine, however you look. Don't you think that is something we should be pushing more?
Well, we already have that now. Right. Body positivity already, Timmy.
Well, people I'm don't saying,
care. People just want to look good for.
Okay, so Shayi, let me ask you a question, man to man, one to one, like this now.
Man to woman.
So what would you rather do, right? If someone you like doesn't look, let me say, I won't say the exact way you want them to look, but then, you know, there are some disparities as to what you want and to what you're getting.
Are we unlike them?
Will you unlike them or tell them to, you know, of course, put some work in?
So I think first of all, nobody's perfect. I think that's one. And I don't necessarily like to look for perfection. People, I know I'm sounding like a sweet, sensible person. Now, but I am.
You're not.
Let me land now to me. Why are you like this? Let me sweet talk my talk. Sure, you get. So, obviously, I know nobody's perfect. Me too, I'm not perfect. I'm not 6'5, though I can be like 6'3 on a good day. But you get. So, I usually take people the way they are. And if how they look does not necessarily conform, that's fine. I'm sure they'll make up for it in other areas. So, if, for example, now, let's say our nose is too big. I'm sure there's another part of our body that is good. So that's what that matters, to be honest.
So anytime you're feeling blue, you look at the other part of the body, I'm like, okay, I can get it right.
That's not what I said. I'm just saying that it's sometimes okay. As long as you pass like 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, we can do all right to the rest. Plus, and another problem I have with the enhancement thing is it can come with some problems. Like surgeries are not easy. Sometimes some of them are like 50-50. So I would not necessarily advise somebody I care about to go for it unless it's something that is really, really necessary. If it's just to make you look better. I mean, you already look good now. What are you looking for? Why do you have to be the finest woman on it? You are the finest woman on it in my eyes already. So it doesn't matter.
But okay, so Shay, now I understand why women do it, right? But why exactly do guys do it? You know, they go and... There's something I saw now, Shay, that guys are doing six-pack surgery. And I was shocked. I mean, if you want
to... It's the same reason why...
Just go to the gym.
It's the same reason why women do it too.
So don't you feel like...
Go to the gym too.
Don't you feel like that's just like you are trying to use the shortcuts to get what you want? I mean...
Yes. Who doesn't like shortcuts? Like, come
me,
on.
Me, I don't like shortcuts. I like putting in the work.
Okay, that's you. As for other people, they like soft life. They like things easy. I mean, it's just like some people, if you would rather work for something for 2 years and suffer for it, or just pay some certain money and small risk, wouldn't you just do that instead? Well, it's the same thing.
But the point is, okay, so the thing about these body surgeries, especially the ones that, okay, you want to do a tummy tuck or you want to do BBL, you actually still have to work out afterwards. Or else you're just going to go back to the previous shape that you were.
Yeah, please. But at least it's not as hard as the other routes. Do you get?
Well... So, Angel, when are you going to get your,
We will be there.
As soon as possible.
I can come back then.
As soon as possible. Even if I got the money right now, I would go straight. Like,
okay, wait.
If any of our listeners want to donate to our BBL, I want to do BBL. I want to do, what can I do? They say there's no hope for I.
Hey, you look good already. The point is, you look good. So you don't,
that's
don't...
what they used to tell people. You look good already. It's a lie.
Anybody that doesn't love you for who you are, like, it doesn't love you at all. That's what I'm out to tell you. Whether you're a guy or a girl, anybody that doesn't love you the way you are and doesn't love you at all, you get. Because the point is, what I just feel is, look at it this way. People that actually do these things to please other people, I'm have a contrary opinion to what everybody has. Because the point is, if I'm a guy that like bum, obviously I do. And if you think that I'm just saying, right? Don't say, so don't come for my head. If you feel like you're going to do Botox, like what they call it, to increase the size, I'm going to like it at first, but I'm going to see someone else that has a bigger one after all, right? And I might just go, why don't just keep your butt the way it is and make me like you? That's just my opinion.
So there's that too as well. And I think actually some people actually do it for themselves. Like some people feel a sense of, you know, they like themselves, they love themselves more.
Yeah.
When they do their body,
and they also feel more confident.
Let's not just confine it to for doing it for the, you know, opposite gender. Sometimes you just, you know, sometimes after you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you're like, wow. Some people don't have that. They don't have that when they see themselves, and they think that they would get that when they, you know, enhance their body. So don't let us deny them that chance of feeling that.
Oh, power. Actually, others as well do it to feel younger. Like, you know, you get a younger body, you have a tucked tummy, then your breasts are firm, then you don't look old. So you want to feel younger, you go for it.
So Tim, you that are complaining of, you know, maybe you are feeling like an old man, back pain. I'm sure there is a surgery to remove the back.
Can they replace my back? Can they give me a new back? I will pay top dollar for that. That's the only thing I'll
find out.
That's the only thing I'm ready to pay for. Also, maybe say all those ones that do air transplants. I mean, if your airline is running inside, like
people that I know,
I will not mention their name.
Their
airlines are running inside. You know, you can do an air transplant to bring it out.
So, Timmy, can you do a air transplant? Can you do that?
Actually, I don't think so. I'm actually approaching my bowed head stage of my life, and I will take you by chest. Yeah, I'll take you like a man. I'll take you by chest and bow my head. Anybody that doesn't like my bowed head, he's not supposed to like me in the first place. So that's nice. That's what I'm gonna do. I know, Shay, you are going to do a transplant when you get old. I know. Shay, you look like all those people that when they are old, they will try to be looking young so they can get the younger ladies. That's what I feel like.
I mean, that's the life. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay.
So I can't waste my years. Even if I'm old, I can't waste my olden years. I can't waste my golden years. I can't lose out. I need to catch them. You know, you get. That's just me. Yeah. But you know, we have air in our family, so I won't relate to that.
Okay, hopefully, my family, Jesus, don't have air,
I didn't say that. So I don't know about your family to divorce.
So Angel, are there any bad parts to it? Like, obviously these surgeries are like sometimes dangerous, and sometimes when you grow old too, are there any downsides to it? Like you get injected with all these things, and then when you grow old,
or maybe you do bomb today, after 10 years bomb disappears.
I mean,
or maybe like, I go and do ear transplants now. I'm looking young, then after 5 years I've gone back to my old age.
Exactly. So sometimes is it worth the risk? Do you feel it's worth the risk, all these body modifications?
Okay, anyway, I've not done one before, so I'm thinking that yes, the risk is there, because basically you're not doing it, like it's not a natural process. They're injecting you, they're putting chemicals, and you know, all those added substances in your body. So I think it's really a great risk, though. You know, this world is about risking. People risk all the time.
I like that
all the time. So you risk your life, you just risk, and you're like, yes, maybe it might not be good, it might be bad, but yeah, I'm in the present, so you live in the present.
I perish. That's the energy. That's the word for today. To our listeners, if you perish, simple.
Yeah, so you just have to take the risk. You take the risk.
So, are you ready to take the risk today?
Well, I'm thinking of it, you know. I mean, unlike you, that you are here for a short time, a good time, not a long time. I'm actually here for a long time. I want to see my fourth generation. You understand? So,
who cares about their fourth generation?
I want to see my fourth generation. Leave me alone. So I'm thinking of it, you know. Point is, I've not even figured out any body mod that I should be doing. I mean, like, I'm actually confident in my body.
So you're like, perfect.
Exactly, I'm confident. Like,
because actually, like the example of this guy, who Michael Jackson, he had done, yeah, those body modifications, and I think he really had it all. He had all the money to just keep fresh, but after some time, the money really didn't help. So I think you just have to take the risk, knowing that yeah, there's going to be a time when things are not going to be fine.
And that's normal. That's life. Even if you don't modify your body, there's going to be a point.
You couldn't die before any modification. You just sleep and die.
Exactly. So what's the point, Timmy? Even if you want to see your seventh generation,
I know.
At some point, you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
I will use my money to eat. I'm not doing it. I'm perfect. I mean, you need to see who's so. I mean, I don't know. Bad no more Korean. What are you saying?
Me too, I'm confident in my body.
You said tough, he's a liar. You're not confident, he's a liar. You're lying. You're a liar. You're a liar. I know you are. You
can't worry. By the time I'm 6'7", don't come and say I snatched your wife. Oh. I don't want to be.
I'll make sure my wife is someone that likes my height, not 6'7". That's what I will do. You can't snatch what doesn't belong to you. That's what I will do.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Well, so one quick question before we go. So, do you feel like getting braces is also body mod as well? Like people getting braces, and I'm saying this for somebody, and Shay, I'm saying this for.
So getting braces, it depends. So for example, let's say you just wake up one morning and they tell you that you have an infection. The body works in mysterious ways. Like you'll be normal today, then God forbid tomorrow, the body just comes up with something. So if that's the case, I don't think it's enhancement. I think it's more like correction. I think that's like corrective. You're correcting something.
Well, so if let's say correction and enhancement.
And then now, Timmy, maybe we went to school. Now, why are you?
That's true. I mean, I just want to be sure. I mean, no, naturally, yeah, so I think like the way God created you is the perfect way, because God has created everybody perfectly. That's what the Bible says.
Because some people wear braces to change the way their teeth is set. Some people wear. I don't know, Sha. I'm not a referee, so I won't know whether it's enhancement or it's correctness.
So how about people that used to wear all these tight things that used to tight their stomach? Angel, do you know that stuff? What do you call it?
The tummy tuck, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Waist trainer. Is it waist trainer?
Yeah, waist trainer, exactly. Yeah, they wear waist trainer.
That one is normal now, Timmy. Why are you wearing it like this?
Is that not body mod? So that's body modification. You're trying to change your body.
Those ones actually haven't gotten the money yet, but
so broke.
They just want to use the available means. Like, a waist trainer is cheaper. Anyone can afford it. So if you don't have the money for the body surgery yet, it's better you do a waist trainer and hide that big stomach.
So yeah, for the broke people that are listening, I know we don't have broke listeners. I'm just saying, if hypothetically at this moment in time you don't have money for enhancements, you can start small and then as God provides.
Shay, do you feel the good outweighs the bad? So body enhancement is apparently like a thing. I mean, you can do anything to make yourself happy, right? So if happiness is the goal, body enhancement is also the goal, like something that should be done, right?
I think there's good and there's bad, and the bad is more of a risk, like because you are editing your body, so there's some risk that comes with that. So as long as you're ready to stomach those risks and you have the finances to also stomach it, I would say if you can avoid enhancement, you should, because there's just a whole lot to it. The body is a very complicated thing, so if you try as much as possible not to tamper with it, because you are not the almighty surgeon. Only God is the almighty.
Sure, sure.
But if you want to do it. Me, I will not join them in doing it to our confess. But if you want to do it, do it.
My own is AJ, do it. Don't worry, don't mind she. Do it.
The AJ will do it. I will follow her to the hospital to make sure that she's safe.
I'll only do one simple one. That's my tummy. But other parts, cannot.
No, we can enhance the other places too. Don't worry. I can make some suggestions for you. Timmy too can make one. We are allowed to make one suggestion.
No. She's fine the way we like her.
No.
We like her the way she is. She doesn't have to do anything. Yeah.
Okay, so our listeners, if you want to go and do whatever you want to go and do, please do it. And send us pictures, do before and after. Let us see that, this is how I looked before. Now I look like this now. And we'll be happy for you. We'll cheer for you. We'll root. I even put you on my profile beginning for like one day to show that I'm supporting you. Anything after that, you might not see me.
Okay, well, anyways, but I just feel like everybody should be confident in their one. That's my own, this is my own personal, what's it called now, personal take or personal advice. Everybody is should be confident in their own body, and everybody should be ready to put in the work. So if you want a different kind of shape, go to the gym. That's why God created gyms, right? For you to go and work it out.
God did not create
gym. Gym is man-made, it's not good made.
So just do that, and I feel like you would actually feel some sort of level of accomplishment if you're actually putting the work to change your body shape, rather than just like going under the knife and then having doctors do it for you. Like, just put in the work. I don't want to say be responsible, because I believe it's responsible, but what, Shay, what is
by putting in the work? My money is putting in the work for me. Don't you get? You think it's easy to pay so amount of dollars to be sick tits or to have a better nose or a better cheek? Why are you making it sound as if money is not, my money I'm putting is not something?
I mean that I don't know what I'm gonna say, but you get me. Don't come and act like you don't get me. I mean, just put it, Andrew Tate always say something, you know, Top G is my guy. It's like, if you're feeling depressed, go to the gym. If you feel you don't like the way your body is, go to the gym. Not just your body changes, your mind also changes as well. So that's just it. Like, when you know you're putting in the work.
No, I don't want to move.
Get the mentality. Again, if you want to do bigger bum bum, I mean for it.
We will be here.
I will be there no matter what. I can even help you pay some money as long as it's for a good cause. Right, any other part of your body, I'm not quite sure I'll pay the money, but you get me. So that's what's up. So Shay, before we close, what do you have for listeners? You know,
not yet, Abby. I said we should not do it this season.
But we have a guest here now. We want to hear her not get. So we actually have to be, you know, go first and give our listeners something, and let our guest also give our listeners something.
Okay. So pretty much anything you're going to do, think well about it and make sure that it's actually what you want. Don't conform to societal pressures, because at the end of the day, if your life has spoiled, it's not society that will fix it.
Exactly. It's yourself. That's why you should go to the gym.
Family. So any decision that you are making, make sure it's actually what you want. Make sure it's not driven by what you are seeing on TV or you're seeing on social media. Make sure it's actually what you want. And speak to people around you, people that have your best interest at heart. Not one Instagram celeb that is trying to sell you a tummy drink or about it. Please and please be smart about your life. Because those people online don't care about you as much as people that you know in person. That's pretty much what I have to say. So, Angel, in human form.
All right. Okay, my advice is always follow your instincts. Like, what your mind says. Basically, it's really risky. It has risks. It has, it could go bad, like in the future and things like that. But at the same time, there's you having something on you and you feel like, God, I cannot even go out. I cannot even stand in people and talk. Because, you feel like you're not you. You should be better than who you are. So basically, you could go for it. Me, I cannot say don't. No, you could go for it. But as well, think about it or pray over it. I know sometimes things really do not, they're really kind of tricky, but I don't know, sometimes God can make it easier. Like, you go for it and still, have it done well and look good for yourself, get more confident, look more attractive. So you follow your instincts basically, but as well, you can take the risk. So but me, I cannot say only one side. I'm not one-sided, like, no.
So Timmy, the final nugget from you, boss.
Well, my own final nugget is, if it's the bomb, do it. That's it. If that's it, then just do it. If it's that's it's for a good cause.
I've spoken like a true Yoruba man.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Bomb bomb can never be too much. That's also what I know. So that's what I have to say. Yeah, exactly. And if you grow old and you don't need it again, you can always take it out. Hey, I mean, come on, it's a win-win for everybody.
Exactly, everybody gets to win. So thank you guys for hanging with us today. We had a good time. I'm sure by the time you're in the episode, you're now thinking, do I really need that bomb, or should I even get more? Maybe you've done small before. You're like, I don't want something big. Now you want something even better.
You can always.
So that's pretty much it, to be honest.
Big is always better for me.
Well, anyways, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our social platforms as Indimidual FM on Instagram, Twitter. Also, we're also on YouTube as well. We also have a TikTok now, like I promised.
after 5 years, she finally delivered our TikTok.
Slow and steady wins the race. I'm also listening to our previous episodes too as well. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Amazon Music, AudioMark, anywhere you can find us at Indimidual FM. Thank you guys for staying with us today. Enjoy the rest of your week, your year, your month.